Okay, how many do you say in a clinic?
CMIFFORD. His birthday is 12/28/54. Patient returns today with complaints of increased pain in left shoulder. It's past several days, affecting his sleep. States he might have been using his shoulder a little bit more than usual, but still trying not to use it. Immunizations up to date, no known allergies, bowel sounds within normal limits, medications, see chart, medical histories before, hypertension, hypogonadism, present illness, follow-up left shoulder with increased pain, affecting his sleep, review of symptoms, non-contributory, past medical history, non-contributory, physicals in general appearance. Mild distress. Extremities. Hand without abnormality. Wrist without abnormality. Forearm and elbow without abnormality. Left shoulder with tenderness to anterior and deltoid regions with restricted range of motion. Neurovascular tendon, sensation of motor sensory, no motor sensory deficits, no vascular compromise, tendon function is not normal. Skin, without abnormality, hand, eyes, ears, and nose, throat, without abnormalities, neck, without abnormalities, lungs, clear, excitation, percussion, heart rate, rhythm, without burns, gallop, abdomen, soft, without organomegaly or tinnitus. Patient to have order for left shoulder immobilizer to wear intermittently when up is more active or for shoulder movement might be unavoidable and increase. We'll add tramadol to help with pain. Follow up again on the 5-6 as before with diagnosis of sprain left shoulder with multiple tendon injuries. Courage to see orthopedist as soon as possible. We'll follow up in 2 weeks. Thank you, Dr. Halberger.